sorry, I'm befuddled.
Well, it's easy to be.
I'm here, Tim, I'm here. And I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you, Francie. Thank you so much. Francie57 on the Twitter machine. And have you got your heads all decorated up for Halloween?
They're not decorated yet. I decorated outside a little bit because, you know, Big Fatty inspired me. He's showing pictures from his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, those people really are in the gay crema spirit.
Right.
me and one other house are the only ones decorating this year. And you know what? It's sad. It's so sad.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's sad. Big Fatty inspired me. It's so sad.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3319. LBFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 27th of October, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and maybe catch up on some voice letters. Yes, it's me. Hello, winos. Big Betty, wonderful wino. The big sound in the big town. Why no time? Bing bong. Okay, Big Fatty. You know, that was a, I think that was George Carlin that used to do Wonderful Wino. Big Fatty. Anyway, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're winos today. Because, when you hear about my day, I tell you what, when you hear about my day, you'll find out why Big Fatty's going to be a wino. Big Fatty! Yeah, that's it, y'all. Our census today is from Smelly. Now, I don't know if this is a member of the Bacon family or if this is Toppy Smelly. I'm going to guess it's Toppy Smelly because he lives in the only time zone that natters. He's currently unsubscribed. Yes, Big Betty, I'm sure that's Toppy Smelly. No, maybe it's not. Mr. Bacon. It says, how long have you been listening to the BFO? As long as Mrs. Bacon has loved Larry Vader. His favorite segment is voice letters. It says, I wish Kathy Bacon was the host. Never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, or used a special chair. And as far as sharding themselves, it says Smelly does it daily. What to do? Maybe listen to what I did. Oh, yes, we're ready. Y'all, I first of all, I realized that, you know, I told you that my new rugs came in and I was going to put them out, but I never got back to you on that. And y'all, I like them. They're not exactly what I expected. And I'm not sure they really go with the other rugs I have here in the villa, but y'all, I like them, and I'm sticking with them. Yes, Big Fatty, stick with them. y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, young Nicholas, came by. And we had a nice visit. He had been building some sort of shanty at his home. Yes, Big Fatty, always nice to have a shanty. And no lemon with it. Well, anyway. no, most people won't get that. Archie will get it. Yes, Big Fatty. And Daniel Bebo will get it. Yes, Big Fatty. So he came by, and we had a nice visit, and y'all, in the middle of the visit, I told him, I said, all right, he was having a glass of wine, and I said, all right, I'm going to go finish getting my 10,000 steps. I got to go do about 30 minutes of nipple walk, and he says, thank you for calling, and so he stayed here while I went out. And I did get my 10,000 steps and came back, and we visited a little more. We watched the 60 Minutes. And, y'all, he got all worked up, all worked up. And it was just, y'all, it was interesting to watch. It was interesting to watch. But anyway, and, y'all, I I'm not political, but I am. I will say this. I think the one thing that has inspired me the most, and this gets back to young Nicholas, is that young people are really voting this year. I know that Bernard Sanders was always trying to appeal to the young people. And, y'all, I think that they finally have decided, well, you know, this is my country as much as it is old Larry's. Big Fatty, by old Larry, they mean you. Well, okay. I'm going to have my say-so, too. And old Larry, Big Fatty, you going to have to... we're just going to have to live together with it. And so, y'all, that's the thing that's inspired me. And I don't know who they're voting for or anything like that, but it's nice to see people caring. But anyway, after young Nicholas left, I bought that big cookery kit at the Von's East. It was the chocolate chunk. And so I made it, and there ain't nothing special about it. In fact, I didn't even eat it on Sunday night. I just made it. And I watched the supermarket sweep. Big Fatty, y'all, and the reviews are mixed on that. That Lamont Cranston said, no, I do not like the new supermarket sweep. And y'all, Phoenix Dave says, yes. Yes, I love the new supermarket sweeps. And y'all, I will say this. The first episode, and I know Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, was watching also. And he was disappointed they didn't have the old music. And, you know, it's everything. Y'all, it's like I told Lamont Cranston. You gotta give it a few episodes. It's like the BFO. If you only listen to one episode, you'll never listen again. Big Fatty, most people are smart enough to only listen to one. Y'all, the second episode, I liked it a little bit. I liked it more. And Lamont Cranston, I hope you're going to give it another shot. And those of you who aren't watching, what's your problem? Big Fatty, the young people are voting for the supermarket sweep. I know. And then I watched the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And I tried my new evening routine. I took my melatonin with my go-to-bed pills. And then about 10 o'clock, I took my new sleep aid. We're just going to call it the SA, if you will. Oh, Big Fatty, we love an SA. And then I stayed up and watching the TV. I watched some of the sports ball. And, y'all, then I switched over because the Weather Rat, y'all, they've lost an auxiliary rat. So the Weather Rat is doing the Sunday night weather. And we're getting a cool spell. Getting a cool spell in here starting Thursday evening. And, I may touch myself inappropriately. Maybe we don't need to hear any more about that. But, y'all, I... as I was, and y'all, the movie ran over late, so it was after 11:30 before the rap came on, so I didn't crawl into the chamber till about midnight. And, let's do this.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say, or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a... because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Dear, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that never heard before, totally original bumper. And y'all, I'm happy to report that when I crawled into the love chamber, y'all, I was drowsy. Big Fatty, did you need a chaperone? Oh, Big Fatty, only Steve the Tater will get that. Excuse me, Satire 69 will get that. It's true. I don't know. Moose P and the Robs probably will get that one also. Yes, we're ready. Maybe Stevie B. Let's see. Y'all, I drifted off probably, I would guess, within a few minutes. And y'all, I woke up on Monday morning. Now, y'all remember, this is a Sunday night. Sunday nights are always difficult anyway. But I woke up Monday morning, and y'all, we were expecting, so the rat told us to expect some morning shower. So it was kind of overcast, and I couldn't tell if it was raining or not. And I said, oh, it must be about 7 a.m. in the morning. 9 o'clock. It was not, y'all, I slept through the night. I don't think I wet the bed. Anyhow, check it. But y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And I got up and had my coffee and read my paper. I did for my brofkas. I did have a hunk of that cookery that I made the night before. And what else did I do? Anyway, we don't know. I did my Sudoku. And, y'all, then I started cooking up some Bafrin because I had some Brussels sprouts that I wanted to cook. So I just cooked up the rest of that Wright's bacon that I had the other night for our brufkus at Fatty's. And, Big Fatty, thank goodness you did not mention the big brufkus. Oh, Big Fatty, I cannot believe that I have now initiated the Big Brofkus Bumper. Anyway, I'm so sorry, everyone, but you know, that's how those uckies are. Oh, that didn't last as long as I thought it would. But anyway, y'all, I got dressed, and I was off on my morning nipple walk, y'all. I did the big circle. I've already gotten my 10,000 steps, and came back here to the y'all. And it was 69 or 70 degrees, and there was a slight breeze blowing. So that's encouraging, and it was partly cloudy. And, but y'all, the humidity was like at 87% or 90% or something like that. So y'all, I still was doing some sweating, as they say. You know, yes, because that's what the kids are doing when they're in line to vote. Oh, yes. And, came back, got my share, sat on the veranda for a little while, and y'all, then I started cooking my preparing and cooking my Brussels sprouts, and that's all I've done. And y'all, that pretty much, oh no, wait a minute, I've got to, Big Fatty, you gotta take it back. Dear Gussie, y'all, I forgot to mention while young Nicholas and I were sitting on the porch when he first got here, y'all, we were sitting there, and then all of a sudden we hear all this racket, and y'all, there was a gay crema parade that came down the street. It was people in their golf carts all decorated up, and then lots of people, lots of the children and the mothers, a few dads were out there, but y'all, they were all dressed up and they had decorated up their bicycles, y'all, it was a lot of witches. A lot big. Ready? Thank goodness it started with a W. It's true. Y'all, they were just riding down the street and tooting the horns. And we were sat on the porch and waved at them. Y'all, there must have been about 50 people involved in this. I thought it was quite clever. Quite clever. And y'all, then the last thing I forgot to tell you about was... Make a wish, wish to dream a dream, wish it was your heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, that's it, y'all. I had a package delivered. Y'all, it says on the front, the signature is required. Y'all, it was just left on the porch. But I'm okay with that. Because I think the driver knows that, that's where that old crazy man lives. They just left it. But y'all, it is, let's just take a look here. It is from the Minor family. I know what this is. Y'all, there's a story that goes with it that, y'all, you know that Tim and Alexa, don't you? Well, he was going to send Big Fatty, because he keeps hearing us about us having wine during Friday at Fatty's. And he says, I'm going to send you some Alexa wines. And y'all, he bundled them all up and he was going to send me the story behind each one of them. And he went to the UPS or the USPS or somebody. And they said, no, you cannot send wine through the mail. And he says, oh, man, poor me, ready. The thing is, he forgot to put the write-up about each of the wines in the box, and y'all, he had taped it up like the skull. He went ahead and sent me the description, and then he found out he couldn't send it. But he says, all will be well, because Melissa the Confused and Adam, all old Cricket Hat, her betrothed, were going to be coming up there, and they would drink it. But y'all, he said, I'm going to get my favorite winery in the California to send you some bottles. So y'all, I have got two bottles of the Mina Napa Valley Chardonnay 2017. And this one is it's one bottle. It's a Santa Lucia Highlands Pinot Noir 2015. Let's see what these others are down here. They may be repeats. This is another one of the 2015s, and this is the other 2017. No, this is another 2015. Oh, dear Gussie. So y'all, I've got three bottles of the Santa Lucia Highlands Pinot Noir, and one bottle of the Napa Valley Chardonnay. I think that's a white wine. Big Freddy, why did you have to make it racist? It's just the color of the wine. So that one will have to be chilled, but the others, they're red. So we'll be trying those out at Friday at Fatty's. So Tim, thank you so much for that. Can't wait to give you a review. And speaking of a review, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, the Mr. Tim Kumar Show, and Francie, what do you think about Big Fatty?
It's sad. Big Fatty inspired me. It's so sad.
Oh, Big Fatty, inspire, perspire, it's all the same.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.